Hello, and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading two poems for late July from my collection, Geosmin. In summer, amidst all the ripening in gardens and orchards and hay fields, there comes a time for me when I begin to feel that summer will not last forever. And yet, there's a feeling of eternal summer when rocked by waves in a great lake or in an ocean. Here is the poem, Waters Silvered. Waters silvered by cirrus sky and summer's high sun drive rollers shoreward to us on rust-colored sand. Our hands plow cold waters. Our feet sweep the line between sky and land. For a while, we imagine that summer goes on forever, that unyielding water, fern beaches in frozen season are mirage. Instead, water envelops us always, and always a breeze arrives at midday when rising waves rock and lap our deepest core, and gulls suspend, wings spread timeless, as if painted there above ocean shore. I love words like fern, F-I-R-N, and rime, R-I-M-E, that describe snow and frost. Both of those words appear in the next poem, a sonnet of aging and summer memories. It's called Rime, R-I-M-E. Rime. We met long ago at the inland sea, lazed and swam Superior's copper shore, rode island ferries shouting poetry, singing above the massive engine's roar. We packed raspberries into cordial wines, ruby gems bright against boreal land, saving colored jewels for harder times, autumn, farewells, and snow on frozen sand. How could we imagine years passing when sailing the broad curving spiral of time that we might emerge as gray-haired women? But we meet again, surprised. All of the rhyme crystallizes, magnifies who we've been. The girls on summer's shore when young and prime. You have been listening to Waters Silvered and Rime, two poems from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at WDRT.org.